This is a 10-minute practice of mindful walking. It's simply about bringing awareness to the sensations of our bodies as we walk. Usually we walk to get from one place to another. We're often in automatic pilot, and if the mind is in a hurry, the body can also be in a hurry. In mindful walking, there is no goal, no aim, nowhere to get to. We're simply experiencing ourselves fully as we walk. So we can bring this practice into our daily life whenever we are walking. And it can also be very helpful to set aside a time for a period of formal practice of walking. So finding a quiet place where you'll be undisturbed, where you can practice either inside or outside. Choosing a place where you can walk either in a circle or up and down in a straight line, giving yourself about 10 or 20 steps in the line. Settling into the experience of standing. Feeling the weight of the body going down, giving yourself to the support of the floor. And feeling the height of the body rising up. The body standing here, grounded, connecting the sky and the ground. Feeling into the whole of the body, the head, the shoulders and arms, the chest, abdomen, the pelvis and legs, right down into the soles of the feet, feeling the contact of the soles of the feet with the floor. And noticing whatever is present in your body and your mind. Arriving into how things are for you right now. And then simply beginning to walk. So firstly noticing the intention to move, and then being aware as your weight shifts from to one side, as the foot lifts off the ground, moves through the air, and then comes back into contact with the ground again, as the other foot lifts up, moves through the air, steps forward and contacts the ground again, bringing your awareness into the sensations of these movements, perhaps feeling the awareness of the heel and then the toe rising up off the ground, moving forward, settling down again, feeling your weight shifting from one foot to the other. It can be helpful to slow down the pace of your walking as you first practice, bringing the focus of your attention into the contact of the soles of the feet with the floor. Becoming interested in the fine sensations of this contact of the feet with the floor and this rhythmic movement. And as our mind wanders, as it will, because that's the natural aspect of the mind to move and wander, then just noticing the wandering mind and gently and kindly bringing your attention back and bringing it back to the contact of the soles of the feet as you walk with each step, bringing your awareness into each step. And from time to time, maybe at the end of each lane, if you're walking up and down, or from time to time if you're in a circle, walking around a circle, then just pausing, coming to stillness, gathering, recollecting yourself and your intention, bringing your attention back into your body, and then starting again with your walking practice. So if your mind becomes a little more settled, you may feel like you wish to expand your awareness, bringing your attention from your feet also to include your legs, all the sensations of your legs as you're moving, the sensations of legs moving through space. keeping your focus, your gaze in front of you, so not particularly looking around at everything, but just keeping a steady gaze. No need to look down at your feet, they know what they're doing, but just keeping a sense of a steady gaze ahead of you. And exploring the sensations of the body moving through space and that contact with each step with the ground. And perhaps widening your focus of attention more, if you wish, to explore the whole of your body moving through space. Maybe experiencing your senses also, the sense of the air against the skin. Maybe noticing visual perceptions, the change of patterns as you move. Maybe sounds. So just having a sense of widening out to include an awareness of your environment as you're walking. And at any point, if your mind becomes very distracted, then just noticing this and settling back into bringing your attention to the soles of your feet and the contact of the floor with each step. And if you wish, you can experiment with changing the pace of your walking practice, so moving a little bit faster from time to time. Speeding up, noticing the sensations, what it feels like to move more briskly. So choosing a pace that suits you. Each time we notice we are distracted, the mind gets pulled here and there, then just noticing this and gently acknowledging that, bringing the mind back, returning our attention to the sensations in the body as we walk. Just very simple, here and now, this moment, this step. And if you wish, you could tie the breath in with the walking. There's no particular need to do this, you can just breathe in your own natural way. Or if you wish, you could breathe in as you lift the foot off the ground and breathe out as you place the foot back on the ground again. So one breath lasting each step. Just exploring different ways of the breath working for you in this movement. If you walk a little faster, you may experiment with breathing in for a certain number of steps and breathing out for a certain number of steps. So coordinating the breath with the steps, with the rhythm of your walking. Or you may choose just to breathe naturally in your own way and walk at your own pace. So we're coming now towards the end of this guided practice, but you may choose to continue this practice for longer. So whenever you choose to end this practice, then just coming back to standing again, tuning into the body, standing still, grounded, balanced, both feet flat on the ground. And having some intention to bring this practice into our daily life whenever we can and whenever we remember. Whenever we are walking in our daily life, we can bring our attention into the contact of our feet with the ground as we make each step. This helps us to bring our attention into the present moment, and therefore we can be more responsive, both to ourselves and the world around us.